Vivian Wallace.
From?
Aging Well, Midlothian.
To where?
Bain Memorial Hall, Loanhead.
What for? What's happening here?
I'm just off the pitch from walking football.
You mean playing football?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Walking football for the over 50s. It's part of the Aging Well programme. Great bunch of guys play walking football twice a week here and at the Pennycook Ladywood Leisure Centre.
Only you can tell how good it is to be on the pitch or on the floor there with walking football, right? And a lady, from a lady's point of view, what like is it?
It's great because the guys treat you just as one of the guys, and I wouldn't expect anything less. So yeah, I get a few bruises every week. No, they are good, and it's great fun, and it's harder than it sounds. You think walking, that'll be easy, but most guys come off the pitch and they need a shower at the end of the session.
How many's here today?
There's about a dozen here today. We had our Player of the Year awards. We had a little presentation and our surprise Santa, who you've already spoken to.
Who was that?
That was Keith Wright.
What a surprise it was for who?
It was a surprise for Jim Shepherd, who is this year's Player of the Year. He's been playing all year. He joined us in Portugal. We voted him Player of the Tournament amongst our players. And he's just had a great year and he loves it. He's a great ambassador for the sport.
So the future for walking football here in Midlothian?
It's on the up. You can now play it just about every day of the week. The local football clubs are starting their own walking football sessions. So, yeah, it's on the up and up.
But you're focused on particular groups or particular clubs, not involved in the whole lot, are you?
I'm not involved in the whole lot, no. What we do is we encourage local football teams to set up their own. And if they want to come along and see what it's all about, how to organise it and plan it, they're more than welcome to come here first and have a wee shot.
Here's a question for you, Vivian. How much does it take to set up a walking football club?
It doesn't take anything. All you need is a hall, or even outdoors in the summer, a ball and a couple of goals. You don't need any money. It's as simple as that.
And that's what I think makes it such a great success. Doesn't cost anything. People enjoy it coming along because they enjoy playing football and you meet a lot of great people and you know, non-stop. They have a good blether.
Yeah, the camaraderie is great. The social element is just as important as the physical activity itself. The guys have got a great friendship. One does one other's garden, the other one fixes computers. They all go on trips together and, yeah, it's great, a great friendship.
Not just a football club, not just a walking football club, is it?
No, it's not just a walking football club. It's changed quite a few people's lives, actually, because they didn't have anything. They didn't feel part of the community. And now, twice a week, they're playing football and doing other things on top of that. So it's great.
This afternoon, the changeover of teams. If anyone was watching, like what I was doing this afternoon, watching the changeover team going in and how enthusiastic they were to get a hold of that ball and start having a game of football, that's the sort of thing. It's not just a case of just walking in saying, all right, okay, let's have a game. I mean, it was great to see that.
Yeah, and you're more than welcome to join in the next game.
Thank you very much.
Chicken. Thanks for that.